From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, March 20th, 2026. A second member of the Duggar family has been arrested. 31-year-old Joseph Duggar was arrested on charges of child molestation in Taneytown on Wednesday. Duggar is accused of molesting a 9-year-old while on family vacation in Florida in 2020. Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Duggar admitted his actions to investigators this week. He is now awaiting extradition to Bay County, Florida. His older brother, Josh, is currently serving a 12-year prison sentence after being convicted of possessing child sexual abuse material in December of 2021. A federal judge will allow a rule changing Arkansas's parole revocation process to take effect immediately. The state must now provide reasons for canceling parole in writing, hold preliminary hearings before revocation hearings, and give parolees an opportunity to hear and respond to reported violations. The state must also screen parolees' need for an attorney. U.S. District Judge Kristen Baker said Thursday she's denying the state's request to put the rule on hold during the appeals process, but will consider a request to clarify parts of her ruling. Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the state's post-prison transfer board, which conducts parole revocations, is now appealing the ruling to the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. The city of Little Rock is launching a new tool to expand access to fresh, nutritious food. The city's mobile market launched on Thursday and will begin serving customers early next week. Maddie North Hamilton with University District Development Corporation says it's the result of government and organizations coming together to meet the needs of the community.
Investing in neighborhoods is about more than buildings or infrastructure. It's about people. It's about access, dignity, and opportunity. When we invest in community well-being, we strengthen families, improve health outcomes, and create neighborhoods where people can thrive. Access to fresh, affordable food is a foundational part of that vision, and for too many communities, that access has not been easy or equitable.
The 44-foot trailer is filled with groceries and fresh produce and will make stops in areas of the city which lack brick-and-mortar grocery stores, also called food deserts. Funding for the project came from $850,000 dedicated by the city board of directors. The market will make its first stop on Tuesday morning at the Buffington Towers apartment building on 7th Street in downtown Little Rock. The Little Rock Zoo is launching a new podcast. On Thursday, the zoo announced the show, titled That's Wild, will host fun and engaging conversations about animals, conservation, and science news. It will explore local community topics and host animal guests from the Little Rock Zoo, including penguin chicks, reptiles, and birds of prey. Human guests includes paleontologist Dr. Jessica Scott and cultural reporter Rex Nelson. Podcast is available on most streaming platforms. A trial date has been set for a Central Arkansas sheriff candidate facing a murder charge. Aaron Spencer's case will go to trial on June 22nd in Lone Oak County. Spencer is accused of killing 67-year-old Michael Fossler in 2024, allegedly in retaliation for Fossler sexually abusing his teenage daughter. Spencer recently won the Republican primary for Lone Oak County Sheriff and could face Democrat Brian Mitchell Sr. in November. A longtime leader of the Central Arkansas Library System is retiring. In a news release Thursday morning, CAL's Executive Director Nate Coulter announced plans to step away from the position at the end of 2026. Coulter has served in the role since 2016. The Library System's Board of Directors says it will begin searching for a replacement later this year. Emergency response experts are reminding Arkansans to stay safe during severe weather events. Reva Brown is the executive director of the Red Cross serving Greater Arkansas. She's encouraging people to make plans before severe weather hits and says that includes thinking about how to stay connected during extreme circumstances.
They need to make sure that they have backup batteries and a way to charge their cell phone and also a battery-powered radio, because in the instance that the electricity goes out, they no longer have internet connection, that battery-powered radio will help them keep up with what's going on with the news, and then they can monitor weather conditions.
Brown says people should also prepare non-perishable food and water supplies for each member of their household. She also encourages people to coordinate plans with their neighbors.
So it would be wonderful if the communities already had their own resiliency plan, where if something happens, the neighbor knows that they can go to this church, this community organization, this civic group to get assistance from within the community.
Brown also recommends people download the Red Cross's Emergency Severe Weather app, which notifies users of severe weather alerts and can help find nearby shelters and resources. The Red Cross Emergency Severe Weather app is available on Android and Apple devices by texting Get Emergency to 90999. State regulators have revoked the liquor license of a Central Arkansas strip club. Members of the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board voted unanimously to revoke the Peppermint Hippo's license. Owners of the North Little Rock Club are accused of over-serving a 34-year-old man in 2021, who was then thrown out of the club and killed after being struck by a vehicle on Interstate 40. Board members also voted to uphold 15 violations against the club, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Today, the high will reach 84 degrees. Low tonight is 60. We'll have mostly sunny skies for today and throughout the weekend, with highs in the upper 80s. The high on Sunday may even reach into the 90s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.